At this market, it's a busy day under the humid heat of Lagos, and the droning sound you can hear is that of a row of generators here. Each stall at this market has its own generator, and they all come in different sizes and noise levels too. Anything to beat the daily power blackouts.
And then the gen breaks down regularly. The people who are going to service it have no clue.
Modupe Onilere has been running a business selling shoes for more than 25 years. She says the poor supply of electricity has been her biggest challenge.
It's quite expensive to maintain the generator, and it doesn't always work. You can't go online. We can't use the air conditioner. We are in the tropics. The heat affects the storing of the leather that we are, because all the shoes are leather.
The frustration has taken its toll on her.
It affects my health. It affects everybody's health. Living in Nigeria, if I was younger, I would have relocated if I had somewhere else to relocate to. But I'm stuck here, and at my age, it's too late for me to relocate anywhere. But please, it's no fun living here.
The country produces only a tenth of the electricity South Africa generates, even though its population is three times larger. Nigeria has spent billions of dollars over the years in several attempts at power reform. So why has it been so difficult to fix these problems? For a long time, the finger of blame has been pointed at the government. But Tunji Andrews, a markets analyst, thinks there's more to it than meets the eye, and generators will remain essential for a while.
We want to look at the alternative to constant power in Nigeria. That is generators. That's about over 100 million generators in Nigeria. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. I mean, if you were in that business, you wouldn't want it to shut down. So there are people at the back, behind the scenes, making sure that things do not go as smoothly as possible to create this dependence on generators in Nigeria.
The government has privatized parts of the power sector. It's hoped that this will bring about the much-needed change. In fact, economists say steady electricity could bring down the cost of doing business in Nigeria by up to 40%. But these changes are not expected to be seen nationwide for a few more years. Until then, the soundtrack of droning generators will carry on.